This is Skip Hunter, here today as part of KCIW's multicultural programming. And our guests today are Aneko Arege and John Johnston, as well as Joe Reber. We are up in Port Orford, and we're following up after the Port Orford Rotary Luncheon, where Aneko gave a presentation. It was going to be a PowerPoint presentation, but we had a little glitch. So he did a wonderful job of talking about his year as a foreign exchange student from the Basque region of Spain. First of all, I'd like to ask Mr. Johnston, who was one of his hosts here, how he got involved with the local student foreign exchange program. And then I'd like to ask Joe a little bit about the program itself.
As a Port Orford Rotarian, Aneko was presented to us, and we accepted an exchange student. And one of the requirements for our club is to have hosts and counselors. And I volunteered, my wife and I volunteered to be a counselor. And then later, we changed from counseling to actually being the third host.
Okay, and Joe, could you tell us how the local Rotary Club provides support for the students in this program?
The whole club is really a host of a foreign exchange student. We have counselors like John was. We recruit host families. We work with the foreign exchange student while he or she is with us to make sure their experience is comfortable, as well as they have the opportunities to go out and see our area and beyond and get to know who we are as Americans and what kind of a wonderful country we live in. So he gets a whole club who considers him their student and are interested in getting to know him and to work with him while he's here.
What a wonderful program. John, for people who don't know about the Rotary Club, could you tell us a little bit about the Noble Civic Organization and its three branches in Curry County?
Well, first off, the clubs, they're actually not branches. They're actually Rotary Clubs. And there's one in Brookings Harbor, one in Gold Beach, and we have ours here in Port Orford. And Rotary is an international organization that tries to meet once, the clubs meet once a week, and we try to do civic good for the community as well as individuals.
And are there other foreign exchange students in Curry County that are part of this same program?
Each club in the Southern Oregon coast, the three Southern Oregon coast clubs, each had an exchange student. That was an incoming exchange student. There's also a program where we send students out as exchange students, and we currently have one that's being trained to go, actually, as it turns out, to Spain this coming school year.
This is a terrific idea and a wonderful opportunity for local kids here and for kids in other parts of the world to find out about the United States. Hello, Aneko. Your trip home is coming up very soon, Friday, I believe, which is tomorrow. So I know this must be a time of very mixed emotions for you. How are you holding up?
Hi, Skip. I'm actually very sad because I'm leaving the United States tomorrow, which is Friday, 10th of July. And I'm actually very sad, and I don't want to leave. And it's been a great year, and I'm thankful to everyone that has done everything for this year. And I'm also very excited because I'm going to see my parents and my family, everyone there back in Spain. And I just can't believe it. My year has gone by so fast. I'm just so excited to leave. And yeah, as you said, it's going to be, I have very mixed emotions. And well, but I guess it is what it is, right?
Well, in America, we have a saying, there's no place like home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true everywhere. But when you're leaving here, you're leaving behind a lot of friends, too. I could tell today at the luncheon that you're very, very popular and you were very well received by the Rotary Club lunch. So let's start with maybe you telling our listeners a little bit about how you decided to become a foreign exchange student.
Okay. Well, I think I was 14 when I decided I wanted to go on an exchange year. And usually the exchange years in Spain, the most popular one to go is the United States. So in my mind was United States, and I really wanted to go to the United States and have an exchange year in this country. And so next year we applied with Rotary, and we realized it's not only United States. There is Australia, there is France, there is a lot of other countries in Europe, South America. There are so many, but I didn't want to go to South America since they speak almost all the countries they speak Spanish. So I wanted to also learn another language. So I kept saying I wanted to go to the United States, and here I am. And now I'm living in 2 days. I mean tomorrow. So it's kind of sad, but yeah. So anyways, I just decided. So we applied to be an exchange student, and I had a meeting in Madrid, which is the capital of Spain, and I went there and we had this meeting and we trained to be an exchange student. They told us what to do and what not to do, the rules of an exchange student, and we agreed. So then it goes to the next level, which is they pick who goes to the country they want to go. And they said they accepted me. So I was just like flying. I was jumping everywhere. I was so excited. I was coming here, and I came here. So I'm just saying that if you really want to do something, just propose it, just do it. And I invite everyone to do this exchange year, because it's been, for me, it's been the greatest year of my life so far.
Well, I kind of like to know, and I'm sure some of our listeners would too, to know a little bit about the region, the Basque region of Spain that you're from. If you could tell us a little bit about that and about the size of the town and your friends and family.
Well, when I was in Spain, in the Basque country is the northern part of Spain, which is we have another culture and another language. And well, when I was there, when I applied to come to the United States and they accepted me and everything, then they told me I was coming to Oregon, and I had never heard about Oregon before. So I looked it up and I heard some good things about Oregon, and then I heard that The Simpsons, the TV show, was from the town Springfield in Oregon. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's so cool. I want to go there. But, well, then I figured out that Portland was the main city of Oregon. And I said, wow, I want to go to Portland. And then they told me I was coming to Butterford. And I said, oh, wow, that's different. And what is it, 1,200 inhabitants here living in Butterford? And I was shocked. I almost didn't want to come, but then I said, well, I'm going to go and see what happens. So I came here, and I used to say I was from the Basque country, the Basque region of Spain, and I came from a small town with 25,000 inhabitants. And they used to say, oh my gosh, that's a huge city. That's like huge. And I was like, well. And then I finally started saying, yeah, I come from a big town. It's kind of like a city with 25,000, 30,000 inhabitants. So anyways, the Basque region, it's a total... We speak Basque, which is a total different language. It's not like Spanish. Or if you heard about Catalonia, which is another part of Spain, they speak another language, which is Catalan. But it's almost as, it's very close to Spanish, and Basque is not. Basque is totally different. And our heritage, my heritage, it's like all Basque, and we we're just very proud to be Basque and very proud to speak another language which is only spoken in the Basque country. So no one understands but the Basque people. And so everywhere we go, if I go to south of Spain, where I spend my summers, part of my summers, I speak Basque with my cousin, and nobody understands us. So we're like, hey, come here and check this out. And we're like speaking Basque. So it's fun. No one understands us, and it's a lot of fun.
I can totally understand that Port Orford wouldn't be exactly what you would expect when you thought you were coming to the United States.
Nope, not at all.
I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I suffered culture shock when I came up here, so I can imagine what it would be like coming from another country. In your presentation today at the Rotary Club, you talked about some of the highlights of your experience. I wondered if you could pick one or two of your experiences here and share them with the audience.
I think the best thing that happened in America was that I met the group of exchange students, which we were very close, and we are all leaving right now. We are leaving for Bolivia, Spain, France, Germany, everywhere. We come from everywhere. And we are in this district from a lot of different countries. And I'm just very, I would say that's the best thing that happened to me here, to meet my exchange. I totally call them my exchange family, my international family. And I'm so glad I met them. They're just so much fun. And if everything went wrong during the year, every time we met in the meetings we used to have, it was just everything was gone. It was just so much fun to meet everyone and see how was everything going, and it was just so much fun. I was so glad I met them. And yeah, I think that's the best highlight of my year here.
It was shared with me by my wife, Connie Hunter, who talked with you prior to today, and through Carl King, who is a Rotarian here in Port Orford area, that you've become quite a singing sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you cut a disc in a recording studio. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Rotary realized that I really like to sing, and I told the club that I was in the choir class. And we came twice to sing in the Rotary Club, the choir class, and once was the Christmas songs, which I didn't know any of them, and we didn't even practice them. So I was like, oh yeah, let's sing. Which song? And they were like, Christmas Tree. And I was like, oh yeah, let's sing it. And I was, Christmas Tree, oh Christmas Tree, and I didn't know the words and anything. So it was kind of awkward, but yeah. And then I told them I really like to sing, and before I came here, I didn't know I liked to sing that much. And I came here and I joined the choir group and everything. And well, when I told them one day, as a gift of me leaving the United States, they gave me this card that said that I had an appointment in a recording studio to sing whichever song I wanted to, and I picked a song, I really liked it, and I went there and I recorded it, and it was just so much fun. It was my first experience in a recording studio, and it was so cool. I could hear myself when I was singing, and this guy, Mark, he accompanied me with a guitar, and it was just so much fun.
What song did you pick?
I picked Stitches by Shawn Mendes.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, I heard you say today at the luncheon that you're 16, you're going to be 17, and mm-hmm. you'll be a senior in high school next year.
Yep.
Do you have plans for college?
I do. I don't yet. I want to be a singer, so I'm going through the art area. I want to start a singing career when I go back. Well, first finish high school, which is my senior year, finish it, and then start college and do a singing career. And if it doesn't work, I mean, I'll do I actually wanted to be a journalist before I came here, because I love everything in the radio and everything, and like interviewing people and knowing about the world. So I wanted to be a journalist. And then I came here and all my plans changed. I just realized I love to sing, and so now I'm gonna start a singing career.
My wife Connie will be interested to hear that you were thinking about journalism, because she was a journalism major at Arizona State University.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also tell you she can't sing a lick.
Oh.
So, but she can play musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't sing. Well, they have a music major in college, so you can major in music and still, you know, get a degree. That's something you might want to consider. I know that one of the hardest things in foreign exchange student programs is finding enough host families. What would you say to anyone considering hosting a foreign exchange student? What would you encourage them or discourage them about?
Do it. Just do it. If you're the only family available, you're going to be all year, but I'm sure it's going to be a great experience. And if it's not, just don't do it again, but just try it, like everything. And I'm sure it's going to be a great experience. And also, if you live in a small area, of course, there are not going to be a lot of families, but I got the opportunity to live three totally different families and to experience them. And I will tell, if you're thinking about hosting someone, an exchange student, I'm telling you, just do it. It's going to be great, and we love it. So we love to meet new people, and just do it.
You know, I would tell you from my perspective is it's a very brave thing that a foreign exchange student does, to move away from their friends and their family and the things that they're comfortable with to experience new things. But it looks to me like it's been very rewarding, not only for you, but also for the people from Port Orford, because you were obviously very popular at that luncheon. I guess the question of the day would be, do you think you'll ever travel back to our area in Port Orford to visit some of the people in the future?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to come here to live in Port Orford, because it's way too small for me, and I don't like small. I mean, you know, I like small country, small cities, small towns, but not to live there. I would like to visit, and I'll come back to visit, because I love the people here, and I love... Have you seen the part of the beach there? It's just so... The Butter Rock, it's so beautiful. So I'll come back, but not to live here. I'm just going to come and visit some people and visit the town again. And
I teach in a community college here, and almost all people your age feel the same way. Even if they grew up here, they want to experience something else. They want to go to a larger area. They want to be around more people. But after a while, you'd be surprised how many of them end up coming back to small towns, because there is a lot to offer in a small community. But when you're 16 or 17 or 18 or 20, there's a whole world out there that you want to experience first. And so we really appreciate that you bothered to come here. And it was a great experience that I've been able to tell from everybody I've talked to, having you here. And I can tell you probably have many people that you would like to thank, and you can take this opportunity if you want to, because I'm sure that lots of them will be listening to this podcast.
Oh, well, I would like to thank you to Rotary first, that made this possible, made them the experience possible. I would like to thank you to the three host families that hosted me. I would like to thank you to the exchange students that made this year great, best year of my life. Also the people that I met at the school. And also, I would like to thank you to my family back in Spain, which they made this possible. And I would like them to know, although they know already, that I love them like crazy. I mean, they're not going to be able to listen to this radio because I'm sure we don't have it in Spain. I mean, this channel, I'm sure we don't have it, but...
Well, I tell you, we're podcasting, and so you can get it on the computer.
Oh.
If you could ask them in a few days when it's up on the computer, they could go to their email and put kciw.org, O-R-G, and they can bring the podcast up, and they can listen to the interview.
Oh, then that's great. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I love everyone. I just, like, love everyone that made this possible. And I'm so thankful to everyone. Because we're in the radio, so I can't show how happy I am. But I guess you can tell by my voice and everything. So thank you to everyone. And also... Rotary again, that made this recording studio song. It was just amazing how famous people and singers do that, and it was so professional.
These interviews also go on iTunes and Stitcher Radio as well.
Oh.
So you'll be able to hear yourself. You can bring that up.
That's great.
Are there any last thanks you can think of anybody you want to?
Well, I think that's all. I think I thanked everyone, so...
Okay. Well, this is Skip Hunter, KCIW Multicultural Programming Producer. We're sharing this time with foreign exchange student Aneko Areje. I struggle with your name, but it's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's pronounced Aneko Areje.
There we go. And his host father, John Johnson. I appreciate him being here, as well as Joe Reber. She was very helpful as well. We would like to also put a few thanks in for our folks. First, we'd like to thank the Rotary Clubs in Curry County for all that they do for others. We'd like to have a special shout-out to our good friend and Rotarian, Carl King, for letting us know about this incredible young man and about the Rotary Club's support of youth foreign exchange programs. And secondly, we'd like to thank the Meyer Memorial Trust for their recent grant to KCIW for helping us to purchase equipment for our brand new radio station. And finally, I'd also like to thank my tech guy, Justin Only, for shifting his schedule today. And also a shout out to Connie Hunter, who's at home today with the Oregon Community Foundation grant that she's writing and has a sore throat that she didn't want to give to an echo. As a parting gift, but she wanted him to know that she was extremely glad to meet him and hope that she meets him again in the future.
I would like to thank also you guys for this. This is a great experience too, the radio thing. And I'm sure if I go by singing career, I'm gonna start a journalist career too. But so I start the singing career would be like a side job kind of, and then till I hit that where every famous people go, you know? But yeah, I will love that. And I will love to start a journalist career too. And thank you for this experience.
Okay. And we'll also shout out to our listeners. We'll have more multicultural programming from Michael and Candace Penny and their new show, Building Rainbow Bridges, which will be coming soon. And if you enjoy KCIW's podcast programming and would like to support KCIW in its efforts to get on the air 24/7, 365 days a year, please go to our website, kciw.org, and become a founding member. It's KCIW Community Radio at its best, and thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.